Welcome back to Aferin. Before the story continues, I'd like to address an issue with the quality of Icon Syriac's lines in the upcoming episode. Unfortunately, Kevin Barmer, who plays Icon Syriac, wasn't able to access a microphone due to COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Syriac is often wearing a helmet, so his voice is obscured at times, but this time, the difference is really noticeable. I contemplated waiting for the lines to be redone, but at the time of the recording, there was no clear timeline for when restrictions would be lifted. Thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you can still enjoy it all the same.
Ina! Ina, wake up! Ina! This is becoming too regular of an occurrence. Must I wake you every day, Mangus?
Leave me. I need to rest.
Wake up. Get up, you lazy Arterium bastard!
Hauled up by strong arms, Ina was unceremoniously raised and dropped onto his feet. He had expected Ural. Instead, he was greeted by the hawk-beaked bassinet of Icon Syriac, his eyes angry with contempt as they glared at him through the helm's visor.
My lord, Syriac. Oh, what's going on? Have I overslept?
Still in the stages of awakening, Ina looked around in a panic. The camp was in disarray. He could see men being forced away from the wagon as Icon Yashala pointed and gave orders to the troop.
Ural is dead.
What?
Our captive missing, and Iveir along with it.
What?
Now, hurry up. We need to find them quickly. Come on.
Move quicker. We have little time to waste.
Get out of that tree.
You two.
Come on,
you stay here and guard the camp.
As you say, my Icon.
As you say, Icon.
The rest of you form pairs and get looking. He cannot be far.
You with me, come on.
As they drew nearer, the wagon came fully into his viewing. Its covering raised, rolled back upon itself, revealing an empty cage within. The pale and bruised face of Ural turned sidewards. His body lay lifeless, eyes staring vacantly at the unfolding panic. The young Magus wanted to retch, but luckily, he managed to contain himself.
Lady Yashala.
Einar, how long before the Aegis fails?
I don't understand. When did they escape?
How long, Einar?
At best, half a day, if Galador is with us. If not, it could be only hours.
Hand of the Protectorate.
We have neither the numbers nor the strength to contain him once the Aegis is broken. We must act swiftly.
Icon Syriac, how would you proceed?
You'd take my counsel now? How surprising.
I will, if I see the wisdom in it.
Fair enough. I will go with Ina, and we will root him out together. He is my man, and when we find him, he will answer to me. I would also suggest, Icon Yashala, that you remain here, and then if your scouts return, they can join the hunt also.
Agreed. What say you, Einar?
That would be the best course of action. Except I could try something. A scrying.
If you do not know his location, Einar, how can you?
I have not been as honest with you as perhaps I should have been, my lady.
Go on, though I think I already know what words you will speak.
I am able to locate a person through scrying. In fact, I excel at such tasks. The reason I told you otherwise...
That can wait. With every passing moment, he slips further from our grasp. Tell us what you need, and we will see it brought to you.
A wide, flat ball. Failing that, I could dig out the ground, though.
Would a buckler work?
If you remove the strappings, I don't see why not. The base must remain flat for the duration of the scrying, however.
What else?
Mercury, quicksilver. The rest I have. Do we have any of Avail's belongings?
Ithord, it is with Yorl's body.
I see. Then I will have use of it. That will help things along. I must begin soon. And in solitude.
Very well, I shall see to it. You and I will talk once this is over, Einar. I do not like being lied to.
Both he and Ciriac made way for Ysella as she went off to retrieve the blade, his thoughts of Ural's fate interrupted by a question.
You are asking for Quicksilver. Is there no substitute? I cannot even think of where to begin.
In Ural's belongings there is a bag of tinctures and alchemical reagents. If he does not have a vial...
He prayed he would not have to resort to such measures, yet needs must in a situation as dire as this.
I could try a different method, although it would not be particularly tasteful. None could know if it's happening, my lord. I would be thought less of for it.
Our urgency leaves little room for worry over such matters, Magus.
It will require blood, my lord.
This is standard practice for your magics, is it not?
Aina's gaze fell upon the wagon once again, his pale green orbs staring intently, before returning to meet eyes with Ciriac once again.
We have no time to dally.
It would not be my blood.
I see. Then we shall keep it between us. This shall be our secret, both for you and I.
I appreciate that, my lord.
If ever there was to be a time when necromancy was to be justified in its use for good, now was that time, surely. He paused for a moment, considering how easily he had come to the conclusion to use such dark spells. Was there another way he could try? Perhaps, but he would not try to lie to himself any longer. The thought of testing his skills in such a manner excited him far more than it should.
Come, we must hurry.
That was part 8 of The Damned Caravan. Please stay tuned for a promo for the excellent A Ninth World Journal.
This is A Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.